Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Rachel Majerus from the Stewart Public Library. All right, so Rachel, what events does the library have going on for the month of February?
We have a handful of events. Just some of our in-general events is we always have a scavenger hunt available at the library every month, so that we have a new one for February already going. People can come in, look for clues around the library, and get the little prize at the end. We also, in honor of the I Love to Read month that February is, we are running a little bit of a book challenge, and we are playing book bingo. And our patrons can come in and they can get a card that they check off a bingo on it and put their name in for a prize to be determined at the end of the month. We also have some, those are just our in general running all month long. We have books and badges coming up this Thursday with Sergeant Katie. She's going to do a special Valentine's program with our little toddlers at 10 a.m. And then we have a genealogy, it's kind of a class, it's more of a club meeting on Monday, February 13th from 5 to 7. And we learn how to use some of the programs out there that help you trace your family lineage. And another event that we have is coming up on Saturday, the 25th. It's called 9 Square Feet Seed Swap. And 9 Square Feet is an organization that runs out of West Des Moines. And this year they have partnered with 30 Iowa communities, and we were lucky enough to be selected as one of them, to do a seed swap. And so for this event, like a traditional seed swap, swappers are encouraged to bring the seed that they've saved from plants grown last year to swap and share with the community. But unlike the traditional seed swap, every adult attendee can select some free seeds, seed packets to take home, and we'll even have some for kids as well. The 9 Square Feet organization has identified veggies and herbs varieties that are suited for small space gardeners, and they're easy to grow. Garden staples for beginners and experienced gardeners might come and find something unique and special that they've never grown before. And that will be on the 25th from 10 a.m. to noon. And then I just also need to note that the library will be closed on Monday the 20th in honor of President's Day.
Okay, so the seed swap event, something that's kind of gone on for a little bit and just kind of helps gardeners and growers plant different things and get different varieties in their gardens then?
Yes, but it's a new event to us. So they've been doing it for a few years out of the Des Moines area, and now they're branching out to other libraries around the metro.
And then the books and badges, you talked about that a little bit. I know Sergeant Katie enjoys doing that, and I've heard that the kids love it too.
Oh, she's wonderful, and we have a lot of very loyal patrons that try to make it in every month that she does it. She reads books, she gets away books, then we usually follow it with a craft activity, and more recently, she started a partnership with local businesses, and some of the adult attendees get their names in for a drawing for a community prize of some sort. I believe last month's giveaway was a gift card to the Cup. And this month, our partner is Lewis Place. So we're excited to see what kind of giveaway she's got going this month.
All right. And you had also mentioned that bingo program for the month. What kind of books is the library kind of set up with to do those bingo cards?
Well, on each of the bingo cards, there's read a book about Valentine's Day. So we have a selection of Valentine's Day books already set out. But it's just to encourage all different types of reading. We might have audiobooks, mystery books, classics, books that you love and have read before, just to be kind of in with the February theme, a red book or a book that starts with the letter F. Those are more for the adult, more seasoned readers. And then for the kids, they have challenges like read in your pajamas, read twice in one day, build a blanket fort and read in it. So we're just trying to find fun ways for people to be encouraged to continue reading throughout the month.
Okay, so just kind of bringing in a fun event and promoting reading and books in general and getting everyone to try and do a little bit more reading and maybe do a little less screen time?
Yes, that's always a hope, but you know, it's just to also give them an opportunity to try something different, maybe to encourage those that haven't been in the library to come on in and check us out and see some of the fun things that we offer.
All right. And was there anything I didn't ask about you want to kind of get covered?
I would just say that every Tuesday and Friday, we offer cribbage and coffee at the libraries at 10 a.m. And then even every Thursday, when we don't have books and badges, we do toddler time at 10 a.m.
Okay. And are there quite a few people that come in for either of those two events, either the cribbage or toddler time?
You know, it just kind of depends on the day. Some days we have more than others. We have a nice group of card players that are very welcoming. They're happy to teach new card players. Weather permitting usually affects our numbers. And the same with toddler time. We have a lot of patrons that come every week and some that just come in occasionally, but we're happy to have anybody that wants to come.
So you've got this good setup of fun, cool events coming up, and basically anyone in the community that wants to come and check it out, see what's going on, is definitely welcome to do so, right?
Absolutely. The library is for everybody.
All right. Thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.